Well, today we are continuing our sermon series from the book of Joshua. And this morning we want to look at Joshua chapter 6. So if you've got your Bibles, you can open to Joshua chapter 6. Or if you've got your sermon outlines, all the verses are printed there for you. And if you want to write some notes, there's some pen available also on the back there. So I encourage you to continue to write some notes and to learn from God's Word. So we want to focus today on how we can move forward as Christians in God's power. Not in our power, but how we can move forward in God's power. And we're going to talk about a powerful story from Joshua chapter 6. We've been following the story of the Israelites under the leadership of Joshua as they move forward to possess the land that God had promised them. And in Joshua chapter 6, we see they were ready to enter the promised land. They're already there. They are ready to possess the land, but there was something stood in their way. It is the city of Jericho. And we read that it was surrounded by a huge wall and was considered impenetrable. Actually, if you read chapter 6, in the beginning it says, it was a very closed city. And we see no one went out and no one came in. So they were very secure. They didn't want anybody to come in there to attack and capture that city. And so it was very difficult for Joshua and his people, with no weapons and no resources, were expected to take this city. It may be the same for you as you move forward in your Christian life. There may be walls standing between you and the life that God has for you. You may feel totally inadequate to conquer that wall in your life. It may be that that wall is a difficult relationship that you're going through right now. Maybe it is a failure. Maybe it is a loneliness. Maybe it's a health problem. Maybe it's a financial problem or something else. And it stands between you and the life that God promised you. But no matter how big that wall may be, no matter how impenetrable it may seem, I want you to know that God's power that can bring that wall down in your life, when you follow God's instructions in your life. And that's the story that we learn from here. So today we'll talk about how to make those walls come tumbling down in your life. In this story, we see three general principles that will help you to move forward in God's power. First of all, you must develop a daily routine of obedience. If you want to bring those walls down in your life, you must develop a daily routine of obedience. God said to Joshua in verse 2, I have given you Jericho, its king and all its mighty warriors. Your entire army is to march around the city once a day for 6 days. 7 priests will walk ahead of the ark, each carrying a ram's horn. On the 7th day, you are to march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the horns. When you hear the priests give the one long blast on the horns, have all the people give a mighty shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse and the people can charge straight into the city. You know, the very first time when I read this story, you know, I thought, this doesn't sound like a brilliant military strategy, isn't it? I mean, you never hear, you know, anybody using this kind of strategy nowadays to capture a city. How exactly did this work? Well, we don't know, because God did not explain the details. He just told Joshua and the people that what he expected them to do. And that's what they did. And I want you to look at this verse. Verse 11 says, so the ark of the Lord was carried around the city once that day, and then everyone returned to spend the night in the camp. Look at verse 14. On the 2nd day, they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. They followed this pattern for how long? For 6 days. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can look at that and say, this sounds really silly. People just marching around in the city and then just go back. Nothing is happening. Day after day, the people of Israel marched around the city. Maybe they were not sure what this ritual would accomplish. But they did it anyway. Why? Because they were following the instruction that God had given them. They developed a daily routine of obedience. So how does this apply to us today? We also have our instructions, the daily routine of all that God wants us to do. Spending time in God's Word. Spending time in prayer. Serving God. Loving your family. Showing kindness to other people. These are our daily routine of obedience that God has told us to do. When you look at the wall stand between you and the promised land, you may wonder what effect your daily routine will have on your chances of victory. But remember this, God brings the walls down. Not you. God brings the walls down. You just need to obey God. God told the Israelites to follow these orders for 6 days. On the seventh day, victory came. For you, it might be 6 days, or it might be 60 days. Or maybe some of us, it might be 600 days. It depends on God's purpose. Your job is to follow the steps God has given you. There is power in repetition. You don't solve a weight problem by taking one walk or skipping one dessert. That's what my wife tells me all the time. It is something that you have to do on a daily basis. You do it day after day after day. If you want to see the walls in your life tumbling down, if you want to see your tummy down, start with a daily routine of obedience. And then when you do that faithfully, then God will bring down the wall in your life. The second principle we learn from this story is we must get in the habit of doing instead of talking. We must get in the habit of doing instead of talking. Notice what Joshua said to the people in verse 10. Do not shout. Do not even talk. Joshua commanded, not a single word from any of you until I tell you to shout. Then shout. Why did Joshua tell the people to be absolutely quiet while they marched around the city? I don't know. But I know how this command applies to our lives. It has to do with the fact that we all love to talk too much. Hello? Or is it only me? I mean, some of you may be saying, shut up, Matthew. But we all love to talk. We talk and we don't do. Isn't it? We love to talk, but we don't have much action. Sometimes we put too much emphasis on talk. We are always telling others what we are going to do, what's going to happen, how things are going to be. But there can be just empty promises and just bragging. Maybe that's the reason that God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. Isn't it? So we can hear, we can listen and talk less in our lives. But we love to talk. God is saying, don't shout. Don't even talk. Just do what I have told you to. Just like the Nike ad. Just do it. Don't talk too much. I think we also have a tendency to talk too much about our problems. When you are up against a wall, we complain too much about the situation. How many of us do that? You know, we love to talk about our problems. You know, we like to have a pity party. When we should be taking the steps to make things better, we whinge about it, we complain about the way things are. And that's not going to help in any way. If we just keep talking about the problems, the problem becomes bigger and bigger. And the people that you talk to, they also get discouraged. So sometimes we need to be quiet and just let God take care of the problems in your life. Another possible reason that Joshua told the people of Israel not to speak is that The quiet time gave them the opportunity to focus on God, to get their hearts and minds prepared for what is to come. You know, that's very important. You know, when I first became Christian, somebody told me that you need to have a quiet time. I didn't understand what does that mean, quiet time means. I thought you just go there and just sit quietly and do nothing. But it's a good word because that's important. You know, very first thing in the morning you wake up. I mean, that's, I do that every day. I get up very early in the morning. I spend some time just talking to God, just reading God's word, just listening to God. Because we live in a very, very busy, noisy world, isn't it? There's so much noise going on. Even now, if you are all be quiet, we can hear lots of noise. And we're bombarded with all kinds of stuff in our life every day. So we need time to be quiet. And Jesus did that. He lived a very busy life, but he got up very early in the morning, went into a lonely place, went into the mountain, and where he prayed. And he spent time with God. Because he knew that without that, he could not carry on a daily basis. And we all need that sometimes. When we are going through problems, when we see big mountains in our lives, when we see big walls in front of us, we need to be quiet. We need to calm down and say, God, I don't know how to deal with these problems. I don't know how to overcome this mountain in my life. But I know you have a plan and purpose in my life. I just want to be quiet. I just want to listen to you and see what you can do through this rather than me trying to resolve all this problem. I mean, these people, they could have run around and, you know, make all the plans, and they could say, no, we need to maybe get some ladders up there. Maybe we need to make a big hole there, or, you know, what kinds of things they could have done. But they didn't do anything. They just simply obeyed what God asked them to do. They didn't talk much. They just simply said, let's wait what God is going to do in this situation. And sometimes, you know, my friend, in our lives, when we do that, we see amazing things that God does in our lives. Instead of just running around and talking and trying to resolve this by yourself. So we need to learn to do this. To put aside the empty promises and these bold predictions and the complaining. And just contemplate on God's presence in our lives. Because God is present in your life 24/7. God doesn't leave you, my friend, when you are facing problems. God is with you. You know those stories of the footprint, you know, that how God, you know, when you complain, said, oh, where are you, God, when I'm going through a tough time? Where are you? What happened? And God always say, I'm carrying you. That's why you can't see, you know, your footprint. God always carries us through those difficult times in your life. God will never abandon you, my friend. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you, he said. He said, even if your father and mother forsake you, I will never abandon you, God says. Because we have such a loving God who is with us all the time. So we need to focus on that, the presence of God in our lives. And that's what helps us when we are quiet, we can experience that. If we are always, you know, talking and shouting and screaming and getting angry and uptight, you know, then we'd miss that opportunity to really experience God's presence in our lives. And there's a third principle we can learn from this story. That is, we must settle for nothing less than absolute devotion. We must settle for nothing less than absolute devotion. Now look at this verse 15. On the seventh day, the Israelites got up at dawn and marched around the city as they had done before. But this time, they went around the city seven times. The seventh time around, as the priest sounded the long blast on the horn, Joshua commanded the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The Lord has given you the city. When you do what you ought to do day in and day out, without complaining or bragging or boasting, there will come a day when you know it is time to shout. It is time to shout. when you know the walls are about to come down. There will come that day of breakthrough in your life. And when it does, you need to be ready. You need to have your heart in the right place when that happens. You need to remember, I'm here not because of my own greatness, but because of God's power, because of God's amazing grace in my life. You know, many times we pray and things happen, there's a breakthrough in our lives, and then we just go and just completely ignore what God has done in our lives. We just go around and say, oh, it's because of my smartness, because I did this one. That's why I'm here today. No. It is because of what God has done in your life. We should never, never, ever forget that. Every good things in our lives, every battle in our lives, won by God's power and God's grace, my friend. And Joshua and the people of God need to know this truth. And that's why God went through this strategy in their life. There was other way it could have been done. But God was preparing the hearts of these people as they wait upon the Lord, as they see God's amazing power revealed in this situation. God was preparing their heart to be totally, absolutely committed to God in their lives. And for all of us, you may be going through this struggle in your life and you are not seeing a breakthrough. You know why? Because God is giving you the opportunity to prepare your heart to be totally and absolutely committed to the Lord in your life. There's nothing else will come between you and God. If you want to move forward in God's power, and if you want to live in victory, decide now to live your life fully devoted to God. Look at verse 20. When the people heard the sound of the horns, they shouted as loud as they could. Suddenly, the walls of Jericho collapsed, and the Israelites charged straight into the city from every side and captured it. What an amazing story that is. God did what seems to be impossible, impenetrable. Because the Bible says all things are possible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Even this great wall can come down when God decides to do that in our lives. You know, I want to say that every one of us is facing walls in our lives today. It stands between you and all that God has promised you. You know that in your life that you struggle to move forward because there's a wall. And you say, what can I do? This is beyond my control. I can't do anything about it. And so you're stuck. You can't move forward. But God wants to bring that wall down in your life, my friends. No matter what it is. Walls you are facing may seem strong and impenetrable, but I want you to know that God can make those walls come down in your life because He has the power to do it. No matter what problems you are facing today, He has the power to turn your problems into possibilities. He has the power to turn your darkness into light. He has the power to turn your sorrows into joy because He has the power to do that. You know, I love this thing the Bible says, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from death is available to us today. What an amazing thing that is. The same power that brought Jesus out of death is available to you and me today. So that means we can face any walls in our life, any problems in our life with that same power. You can move forward with that same power. All you need to do is to trust in Jesus Christ. Trust in Jesus Christ. You know, so many years later, the writer of Hebrew actually reflects on this amazing story of Jericho. And in chapter 11 in Hebrews, he says, By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. Because those people did not question God. They did not say, God, this is a very silly idea. We feel like fools walking around this wall quietly. They did not question. They did not have a plan B. They simply said, God, this is what you want us to do. We will do it. We will do it. And they did it without questioning God. Because God was preparing them to trust in Him. That's what faith is, my friends. Our faith in God is like that. We need to trust Him completely. We need to trust Him completely without questioning God. Maybe for some of you this morning, you are facing a huge wall in front of you. And you look at that one and say, man, how on earth am I going to face this? But it's possible, my friend. All what you need to do is to put your trust completely in Jesus Christ, not in your ability, not in your own strength or somebody else's strength, but put your trust in Jesus Christ. Say, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to wait upon you, whatever you want to do. And I'm ready for that. And as you continue to follow Christ and as you continue to read God's word, as you continue to pray, as you continue to do the right thing in your life, those walls will come down in your life. A breakthrough will come in your life. So I want to encourage you this morning. Open your heart and trust in Jesus Christ. If you have never opened your heart to Jesus Christ, if you never invited Jesus Christ in your life, today is the day. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. And He will come into your life. And you will see those walls coming down in your life.